Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 171 entitled The Curse of Disobedience and Unbelief. Today, as I am communing with the Lord, He has given me a few truths from the book of Hebrews. Number one, unbelief is confirmed in disobedience, a direct correlation of the other. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not because of unbelief. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6 of the King James Version. And again, let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, so that no one will fall by following the same example of disobedience as those who died in the wilderness. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 of the Amplified Version. Remember, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 of the King James Version. Disobedience is one of the greatest sins that keep us separate from God, who has been speaking to me about perfect obedience. Ask how many have lost their lives in final acts of disobedience. Number two, it is impossible to come back to God after you fall away. I feel the need to clarify this because so many teach that if you backslide, you are always able to come back. Let me put this here first. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19 of the King James Version. Again, turning from Him is directly rooted in unbelief. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray Him. And He said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. John chapter 6, verses 64 to 66 of the King James Version. Number 3, continually needing to be fed with milk is a form of regression and stagnation. Before this was revealed to me, I prayed in the Spirit for increased discernment in wisdom and knowledge with all understanding. This was the answer given to me. As those being described as dull and sluggish and disinclined to listen. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, because of the time you have had to learn these truths, you actually need someone to teach you again the elementary principles of God's Word from the beginning, wanting to go back to basics. And you have come to be continually in need of milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is doctrinally inexperienced and unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a spiritual infant. But solid food is for the spiritually mature, whose senses are trained by practice to distinguish between what is morally good and what is evil. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14 of the Amplified Version. I feel as if the Spirit is saying that this is evidenced by those who want everything explained as simply as possible. But many things are complex. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Amos chapter 8, verses 11 of the King James Version. As evidenced by this scripture, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 of the King James Version. And again, and he said, go and tell this people, keep on listening, but do not understand. Keep on looking, but do not comprehend. Make the heart of this people insensitive, their ears dull and their eyes dim. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return to be healed. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 to 10 of the Amplified Version. I want you to understand why people can quote scriptures and remain deceived and in sin. They are lacking these key virtues. A. The reverent fear of the Lord, that is worshiping Him and regarding Him as truly awesome, is the beginning and the preeminent part of knowledge, its starting point and its essence. But arrogant fools despise skillful and godly wisdom and instruction and self-discipline. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 of the Amplified Version. And B. The beginning of wisdom is get skillful and godly wisdom. It is preeminent. And with all your acquiring, get understanding. Pay attention. Actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension and logical interpretation. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 of the Amplified Version. Are you beginning to understand why disobedience and unbelief are so dangerous? I use the Amplified Version for both because of the clarity of what is given. Many choose ignorance, a deceitful spirit rooted in denial of self-accountability, inclined to prefer worldly, sinful lusts. Now, this is the word of the Lord, and there is no disputing it. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 to 6 of the King James Version. Now, we all sin, but there is a distinction between sin and the decision to fully reject him. Therefore, we are warned to be angry, but do not sin. Yet because we are human, we are given a way out in sincere repentance. Finally, I need you to know why faith, evidenced by belief and obedience, is so important. Number 4, the law will never be effective. For the law appoints men as high priests who are weak, frail, sinful, dying men. But the word of the oath of God, which came after the institution of the law, permanently appoints as priest a son who has been made perfect forever. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 28 of the Amplified Version. And again, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 of the King James Version. God took care of this in the beginning, as purposed in his creation of the seed. In the tree, grass, and fruit, in beast, cattle, and creeping thing, and in the creation of a man and a woman. Let me profoundly say, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 of the King James Version. Did you get that? Always coming from a place of love and in truth. Thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.